Now here to tell us what it says in Friday's papers is Fiona Kelly.
Two announcements which brought some much needed good news yesterday received coverage on the front of two of today's papers. The ECB rate cut of 0.25%, which will result in a reduction in tracker rate mortgages, generates the lead story in the Irish Times. Well, the Irish Examiner leads with yesterday's announcement by the pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly that it is to invest €1.6 billion in its facilities in Cork and Limerick. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the prospect that the €1,000 fuel allowance, which is currently available to those over 70, will be extended to include anyone over the age of 66 in the upcoming budget. Comments made by Micheál Martin, in which he said that the Irish justice system failed Sophie Toscan-Duplantier, are covered on the front of the Irish Independent and Irish Daily Mirror. The Taoiseach was speaking at the launch of journalist Senna Maloney's book, which outlines the case against Ian Bailey, which never went to court in Ireland. Still images of inmates in Mountjoy Prison taking part in a rap video, which was posted on YouTube, are carried on the front of the Irish Daily Star. And for its lead story, the Irish Sun reports that the FAI was left red-faced after some badly translated names were carried on Tuesday's match programme for Ireland's under-21 game against Latvia. Robert the Liar and Bruno the Black were two of the incorrectly translated names used. And an FAI spokesperson is quoted apologising for the error and saying that a review of their programme production process is already underway. A newly published report by the Northern Ireland Public Services Ombudsman, which detailed how a man who suffered five strokes in a week was given a painkiller by one GP and diazepam by another, are carried on the front of the Belfast Telegraph. There's a picture of Mary Lou MacDonald on the front of today's Mail, which reports on the interview the Sinn Féin leader did on Ireland AM on Virgin Media, in which he spoke about how her husband, Martin Lanigan, had to be treated in hospital in France last September after he became unwell when they were on holiday while she was still recovering from her hysterectomy. Elsewhere this morning, there's a picture story in The Examiner showing what Owen English describes as one of the most complex and costly graffiti removal jobs ever undertaken in Cork City, involving a large crane which was used to hoist four workers in a crate to work on a listed building on Grand Parade used by the Crawford College of Art and Design. In order to graffiti the building, it's thought that the taggers must have climbed onto a roof before suspending themselves over the side of it. Excuse me. A call for more funding for universities from Trinity College Provost Linda Doyle receives coverage on the front of the Times. And the Apple tax ruling continues to receive lots of coverage this morning. It's the subject of 11 letters to the Times, with many writers continuing to find new ways of making a play on the company's name. I wonder if they serve Apple turnovers in the Doyle restaurant is a contribution from Sienna Campbell from Ennis County Clare. And on a more serious note, Dermot Ferriter traces how we became a country which enabled tax avoidance. Justine McCarthy is adamant that the Apple money should be spent on housing, while in her column in The Independent, Martina Devlin asks, who is this country really being run for? Citizens or tax-avoiding corporations? And finally, pictures from the Irish Open are carried in the front of three of today's papers. The Independent runs with a shot of Rory McIlroy looking pretty pleased with himself after he finished yesterday's round with a hat-trick of birdies. The Examiner opts for a shot of Shane Lowry in action, while the Times has a picture of him with his head in his hands. And in contrast to his gleaming white shirt and hat, he's wearing a pair of thick black gloves. Cold hands, slow start for Lowry is the caption there.
Fiona Kelly.